did. About 400 people heard your phone number.
Aw, you goddamn cocksuckers.
Yep. So, like, you're going to get a bunch of phone calls from people. He's a cop, everybody, so give him a call if you need any trouble whatsoever.
You son of a bitch.
Hello, welcome to Game Droids. This is episode 23. I'm here, Kolob's here, and Freddy's not here, but we got another Freddy. Actually, it's my brother, Wesley. We call him Wes. Game Time 7, this is Gamer Tag, now everybody knows. Say, Wes.
Hello.
He's like, what do I say? Say anything, dude. Just talk. All you gotta do is talk.
I don't know. I was waiting for you to finish your intro. Okay. Was that it? That's all I got? No crowd? No fans? Game Time's here, dude.
The world famous.
Best.
World famous, dude.
Best Modern Warfare player there is.
You know what's funny is that, you know, we'll be playing Modern Warfare, and then, like, random people will go, hey, that's Game Time. Like, people recognize him when he plays online, so I guess he plays a lot, but he must play a lot with people where they actually remember him.
I don't know why. I think I'm good, but I don't think I'm that good.
It's your charming personality, Wes. That's what it is.
I don't know.
They go, that guy, he got something special going on over there.
I got a gift.
Yeah, that's what it is.
People see me and go, I hope he's not on our team.
Shit, Kolob's on our team. Shit. Should we back out?
They tell me to hide in the back. Hide in the back.
Yeah. I remember that one time that guy, he had his name Game Time Son.
Yeah, he's your kid's playing, dude.
That was crazy, dude.
That was a coincidence.
That was funny, though. I was like, let me show you how daddy does this, son.
Yeah. I'm about to do work. No, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, Wesley, pretty much that's his primary game is Modern Warfare 2. And, recently, last week, Mass Effect came out and, you know, it took me 4 days to beat it. I just played it, like I was on crack.
Yeah, he didn't come out of his room.
Yeah, like, it's funny, too, because, they would come over here, like, are you going to do anything? Are you going to do anything all day? You know, like, I'm some kind of hermit. I don't know. I was just kind of like, just leave me alone. I'm playing my game. But, I let my brother borrow it, and he's been playing it for hours on end already.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. At first, it was kind of, like, slow for me. Like, I tried to get into it, but then now I'm kind of into the story now.
What did you tell me yesterday? You woke up in the middle, like, in half asleep, and you're like, I have to fight these Krogans.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens to me all the time.
I'm going to fight these Krogans.
It's not just that game, but...
I'm not that into it, but I'm having dreams about
I was having stomach issues the whole day yesterday, and then I had some Mexican food to top it off at night. So I like spicy, so I put my stuff real hot. And then like in the middle of the night, dude, I'm like half asleep, my stomach's hurt. I was like, fuck, I gotta take a shit. Oh. But I was so deep asleep, like I could barely remember getting up to go to the bathroom. I don't even know if I turned the light on. But I sat down and started doing my work. Started doing my business.
You're dropping the nuke.
Yeah, and then and I was like, oh, these fucking Krogans are killing me.
No, did you say that and go, what am I saying?
I was like, God, I was kind of like, why am I saying that? That's so fucking this is stupid. But.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I can't let the Krogans win. Oh.
That's fucking dirty, dude.
They're trying to kill me. They're having a battle in my stomach.
That game is good, though, man. I mean, that game, like, for me, here's a review of it.
Don't ruin it for me.
It's fucking perfect, dude. It's the perfect combination of everything.
Like, I'm still playing through the first Mass Effect, so don't ruin it.
Oh, no, I'm not ruining it. I'm just going to talk about the gameplay. Like, the gameplay plus the in-depth story plus, like, the exploration and all that, dude, and all the fucking extras and everything. It's just fucking, like, when I think of a perfect video game, I mean, that is the one I'm going to be thinking of, like, for now on. I can't get enough of it. Like, I finished playing it, and you know what I wanted to do? Play it. Just put it in and start playing it again, dude.
You want to play part 3 already?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Dude, he didn't come out of his room for, like, 3 days.
I didn't shower.
Yeah. He just went to the bathroom in a bucket.
He had a bucket next to him, dude.
That was my restroom bucket. No, I got up to eat. I went to a bar a couple times.
Yeah, for, like, an hour.
The in-game bar doesn't count.
The what? Oh, the in-game bar? I went to the Dark Star.
There's even a disco in there. Did you find that disco?
Yeah. Did you dance?
Yeah, I danced.
It's so stupid, dude. Like, you're all your armor and you start boogieing.
Yeah, he's all his armor.
Oh, man. They have this one mission where...
That'd be cool if you did, like, a Saturday Night Fever move or something, man.
You know, I saw a video of some guy. He was doing some kind of weird moves, and I was like, how did he do that? I don't know if it was a mod or whatever, but he was, like, doing fancy dance moves like that.
Well, I saw it, and I was like, hey, they're dancing over there. So I walked over there, and I was like, that'd be cool if I could dance. And then it has that little box indicator that says, oh, you know, you could go do something. So I walked over and it says push A to dance.
With
and I was like,
trying
oh,
to hook
cool.
Up with, chicks.
No, not like you, fucking.
I'm a space whore, dude. I had sex with every female on the ship.
Yeah. He's such a dog, he don't even want to turn down fucking virtual Tang, dude. Chris is like, oh, you get to bang her. Right? You get to bang her. I was like, really? I go, why'd you bang her? He goes, why not? I was like, I don't know. I still have standards. Chris don't even have standards in the
it's
game.
It's a game, dude. Who cares? It's
I wouldn't
a situation, Wes,
I wouldn't,
right?
I wouldn't even touch her with Shepherd's dick.
Do you get experience points for doing that?
I don't know. I haven't ran into it yet. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you get an achievement. I can't remember what it is, though. But yeah,
did
it's
I,
like...
Did Wes play the first Mass Effect?
No, he didn't.
No,
he
I didn't play it.
Do you feel like lost in the second one, or does it pick up where you know what you're doing?
I was kind of lost because there's all these different aliens you have to, like, know. Well, Chris knew them, and I was like, who the hell is this? And I still can't remember, like, all the aliens' names and stuff. Or,
I mean, like,
but it tells you, like, it has a little thing, what is that, in the journal?
Oh, like the codex?
Yeah, like, yeah, a little codex thing. They have, all their stories and shit, their backgrounds of every alien race they have in the game, so.
Who's your favorite character so far? Like, who do you like going out and when you go out, like, you know, when you go on little missions, who are your default guys that you always take?
What's his name? Gardus? Gardus? Grotus?
Garrus?
Garrus? Yeah, Garrus. I take Garrus. And I'm starting to like that assassin guy that I just got.
Thane?
Thane, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's pretty cool.
I don't know, because I like to snipe, and I like battle rifles, so I try to take a... I don't want to take a guy who also does the same things I do.
Yeah.
So I try to take someone with a... Well, battle rifle is good, too. So.
I think it all depends, like, on your strategy of, like, what you're doing. Like, if I know I'm going to fight, like, a lot of, like, electronic people, like cyborgs and shit like that, then I'll take Garrus and I'll take Amanda. Or, no, Miranda. Yeah, Amanda. Miranda, because she has, like, that bionic power where, you know, you could just shoot them and, it fucks all their shit up. And so it makes them really weak, and then you could just, you know, finish it off with like, you know, your burst fire from your battle rifle or whatever.
I don't play like that, because, you know, I don't know.
You don't think ahead?
Well, I don't know, because, like, I'm a first-person shooter guy, so
yeah,
I like to kill everybody. I don't want my guys killing them. I want to kill them.
I see it more of, like, an extension of your own hand.
No, I don't even like that. They're just there.
Was the AI more intelligent in Part 2? Because I know in Mass Effect Part 1, even on...
This says
I put it on
it,
the easier mode.
It feels like they are, yeah. Because,
My character, so I'll be, like, in a fight, and I'll tell them to go stand behind something, but they won't duck. They just stand there until they get killed. And I'm like, why didn't they duck behind it?
Oh, they duck now.
They did last game. They didn't really duck. They just stood there until they died.
Yeah, they just go into, like, harm's way. I mean, there are... I mean, the AI is not perfect by any stretch, but... I don't know about you guys, but, like, when I play the game, I like to be in control of where they're standing at all times.
Yeah, so do I.
So I'd be like, when I take Garrus, like, Garrus, for example, I'll have Garrus go stand in the back because he has a sniper rifle, and I'd be like, okay, you stand here, don't fucking move, and then I'll have, you know, whichever other character I pick, which is usually the Geth character in the new one. He's also a sniper, so he also has sniper and, you know, whatever, and the electrical shit and all that other stuff. So it's, for me, it's a good balance of when I go out. So I have him stand in the back, and then I'll push forward. So they're basically just picking them off in the back while I push forward and whatnot. So that's basically my strategy when I play the game. And I don't know, I'm having some good success with that. So it's working. It's pretty cool, though. Pretty cool. Anyways, yeah. Mass Effect 2, fucking perfect. Perfect game.
It's a rental. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck that, dude. Ain't no rental. You know what looks like a rental is that Mag game. I saw a review on it. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna like that.
You can't go by the reviews. It's the type of game you have to play it because the reviews aren't. Don't.
Is that the one you were showing me yesterday?
Yeah, yeah, it's that review we were watching yesterday. What did you think, Wes? I mean, you're a first-person shooter guy, like you said. I'm like all-around games. I just love like all kinds of games. So like to me, it just, you know.
It looks good. I mean, but what that guy said on the video is like, you.
What did the guy say on the video?
Well, he said it's okay, but there's like 200 people playing in one game and
256. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
256.
Yeah, and he says sometimes, you know, where you spawn, it's like there's so many people you just die, and that's kind of true. Like in Modern Warfare, you know, when they put you on that small map, and you know when they were doing that glitch a lot. And it was like, you know.
Oh, when you're playing on Rust and like there's like 30 people in there.
Yeah, like 30 people in the room. And you would just die like that too. And I could just imagine playing on a map like that with, you know, so many people. You just die, you know, it's so quick. I mean, it was fun, you know, the first couple times. But after that, it just gets annoying.
Did they bring up the, there are cars in the game where you can spawn by it, like. I can jump in a car and put it near a spot, but not.
Yeah, he said that in the review they said, you know, you could choose spawn, like you can parachute in, or you could.
Yeah, so that's not really an issue because like you can move the vehicle around, and like if people are spawn killing near the vehicle, you just take it and move it, hide it somewhere else.
He also mentioned that there was a balancing issue with the three factions of the army. The one with the wolf emblem.
Everyone's choosing the American
side. Yeah, he said like that since they are. The dominant army within the three,
yeah.
That usually means that they're gonna win. Like they get all their people get perks and all their, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much, they have it way unbalanced towards where they're always gonna win and the other teams are always gonna lose. And he says, well, if you're on the winning team, it's great, but if you're on the losing team, it just sucks. So you're just fucking getting your ass handed to, and you know nobody likes losing, especially when it seems unfair.
I don't play with them. I play with Sever, SVER, or. I play with the Australian team, you know, the Australian squad. I forget the name off the top of my head. But I haven't really noticed that where I'm constantly losing to. Because everyone's choosing the Americans for some reason, because I guess American pride or whatever.
No, because, you know, Americans kick ass in war.
We're a war nation, dude. That's basically what we do.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. Like, we used to have like cars and all this stuff, but, like, you know, nowadays it just seems like America is just pro-war.
Death squad.
Yeah. Well, one thing I like about the game is when you get into a game that has 256, you know, 128 on each side.
Yeah.
It's split. Each side is split into four squads. It's 32, and that's broken down even further into squads of eight.
Yeah.
But each individual squad has a territory they have to take care of. Like, imagine Call of Duty, where say your responsibility is solely to guard Flag C.
Okay.
Instead of running all over the place and trying to do A and B, and then other people with responsibilities A and other people's responsibility is B.
These squads, how big can you... Oh, okay, you said there are squads of eight, right?
Well, the squads of eight, but they go up to each... Squads of eight with 32 in the whole... If that makes any sense?
Uh-huh.
Like eight in a squad with four leaders.
Because what I'm thinking is, you know, like when we play Call of Duty, like when everybody's online and we're all playing... I mean, sometimes we literally have, what, like 10, 12 players in our group?
Yeah,
so,
that's nothing compared to Mac.
I know that's nothing, but, like, can we all just be in one squad, just us?
Oh, yeah, if we got into a game with friends, all of us would be in one squad protecting one area.
See, that seems pretty cool, like...
Yeah, if we don't... Say we fail to protect the area, because, like, we could be inside of a building, which is something I like, and say the building gets destroyed and we're inside, the building will collapse on top of us and kill us, like, if we're not outside...
Uh-huh.
Like, if we're trying to get it from the inside and they're bombarding it and they get to where they have to get to, then it moves to our squad has to help protect another part of the flag. Like, say we're supposed to protect C and we fail to do it, and C gets... Because the matches are half hour long. But let's say we have to protect C and we fail and C collapses, then our squad will be moved to either A or B. And then we have to try to help them, that squad, protect that, you know, while their squad tries to come in. Then you know, I mean, when you get down to one building left is where the big fights come in. When you have all 128 people going all over the place trying to get that one. The areas are big, though. Like, I don't want anything like Call of Duty where you have to stand in front of a flag.
The guy on the review said, like, if you get a squad going, it's good. But, like, if everybody's just kind of doing their own thing, it's just chaos. Like, there's no kind of order. And
That's like Call of Duty, though.
Call of Duty is like that. But it's not as bad because I guess the maps are small and there's not that many players. But I could just imagine, like, 128 people all going, I just want to do what the fuck I want to do. Fuck everybody else. And, you know, everybody's just going their separate ways pretty much.
Yeah, it doesn't normally happen that way. I mean, I don't know. I think it's because it's, it tells you on the map what part you have to protect instead of just you going wherever you want to go.
Uh-huh.
I think that helps people know where they're supposed to go. Instead, can you imagine a game with 128 where you have to protect A, B, and C, and that's it, and they don't tell you where to go, and you just go to one or the other or the other?
It's kind of like Battlefield, but there's not 128 players.
Yeah.
How big are the maps on that?
The 128 map is huge. I mean, the bigger the map, the more players you can have on a map, the bigger the map. But you have some maps that only have 64 players, and that's a lot smaller than a map where you can fit 256. But
that guy also said on the review that like they have a problem with the rotation of the maps. Like he literally played the same map four times in a row.
That was when it first came out, the first 2 days. But I think they already fixed that because I noticed that the first couple days, and then ever since then it's been a lot better.
How many maps are there? Are there like, you know, 16, 12?
If I had to guess, I'd have to say 12 or 16 or 14. I have no idea exactly how many maps.
But there's a lot. There's quite a few to choose from.
Yeah, well, you don't really choose. It's just like a Call of Duty where you go into a game and it selects the map for you.
Ah, okay. So you can't have like private games?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't have any friends who have it, so I can't. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, I need
to. You have to have a lot of friends to have a private game.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of friends to have a private game.
Well, I'm sure they have smaller maps.
Your
I mean,
friends invite their friends, and their friends invite their friends.
The thing I do like about that was it takes about 5 minutes for a match to start. Is, you know, it's just trying to accumulate enough people for 256.
Yeah.
But once the match starts, like, I haven't come across any lag or anything. Like, it just plays really well. Like, you would think with that many people, you would get lag or.
Well, do you think it's worth the $60 you have to shell out to get that? Like
I do, but because I've basically been playing it every day since I bought it.
That's cool, dude. So, okay.
I like the level.
Do you have a lot? Does it have a lot of guns? A lot of weapons?
Yeah. It has a lot of guns and weapons.
Is it like Call of Duty where you could choose your own type of guns?
Well, the difference is every time you level up, you get 1 point. And say there's a gun you want that's worth 5 points. You have to go up five ranks to get that 5 points. So you can either save your points to get really big, you know, really good weapons slowly throughout the game, or you can spend 1 point at a time and just, you know, you have lower level weapons that are like 1 point or 2 points, or like, you know, a 1 point scope instead of a 3 point scope, which is, you know, you get a better scope the more points. So it depends on how you want to play. Do you want to save your points and build better weapons, or do you want to spend a bunch of 1 points
and get a lot of weapons?
Can you pick up a higher up gun,
I
guess.
If they drop it, you can pick up someone else's weapon.
Okay, that's cool.
And I like the knife, the way they do the knife on it, because it's a lot harder to knife somebody.
Is it the Modern Warfare Halo?
Halo sword? Where you can dash across 5 feet and stab somebody?
No, if you do that, you're not going to make
it. They lunge at them, dude. That's what it is. You just lunge. Wow.
They lunge, dude.
Like an
Indian.
The
only thing about the map is
a
like
fucking
this,
Michael Jordan lunge.
If you get the, like your brother said, he likes to use sniper sometime. Wes.
Yeah.
He likes sniper once in a while. If you can get and buy the best sniper rifle, you can stand way back in the map and shoot people from like a half a mile away.
Yeah.
Like people have to try to like I'm a runner and gunner, but I try to stay in the grass and hide in the bushes and stuff like that, like to get across the map.
Do they have the kill cams like Modern Warfare?
It does. It's not like Modern Warfare, but it does point at the player once you die, so you know who killed you. But it's not like if you're a mile and a half away, the camera just turns in your general direction, so I have no idea where you're hiding.
Oh, cool.
So that's it's cool. Not like it'll give away your spot.
Do the crosshairs turn red and their name come up when if they're hiding in the bushes, or they like stay hidden?
No, they pretty much stay hidden.
Cool. Like, you know, you're what you're saying, and then what the other guy said. It's kind of like I want to try it to see it for myself now.
Yeah, me too.
It's the type of game that you should
rent. Let's go get a PlayStation with.
I look at it like this. If you like Call of Duty, you're going to like Mag. The controls are basically the same, except for the grenade's slightly different. But outside of that, I mean, it's not like it's hard to adjust to throwing a grenade.
And then
they
didn't
make it so complicated that it's like...
You got to adjust to that ugly PlayStation controller.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know, but yeah, I don't like the stick layout. Like, it's cool for like other games, like platformers and things like that. But like to play like a first-person shooter, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. You get used to it, but yeah, it took me a while to get used to the triggers because the triggers are like these. You see the triggers on the PlayStation on the top.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It took me a while to get used to not having that one big trigger like the Xbox has.
Like a real trigger.
Yeah, it's like there's just two squares that you press on top.
So, How would you compare this to, like, Battlefield? Like, the new Battlefield that just came out? You know, they just came out with a demo.
I'm only going by the demo on Battlefield, because, you know, how many people can you have in a game of Battlefield, anyway?
I think it's, like, 32 or something like that.
Yeah, see, my thing with Battlefield is, even with the demo, or even with 1943, is I feel like a lot of time I'm just walking around. I can't find anybody to kill.
The demo, when we played the demo, the game I was in was pretty full, and it seemed like I was always running into somebody at least.
I couldn't find anybody. I was just walking around I wish someone would just kill me so I could see somebody.
You're just running out there in the middle. So
I didn't have no trouble finding anybody either, but, you know, I'm a killer.
Yeah. But she's in the bushes with a knife in his mouth. I know the field.
I know where they go. I don't know. I didn't have no trouble.
Yeah, me neither. You know, what's funny is, you know, I was playing our buddies, and I was playing my buddy Little Hulk, and he was on the opposite team, and he's like, I don't know, I guess in Gameland, half a mile away on this hill, standing, you know, like sniping and stuff. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna get him. I start shooting at him, and like the crosshair is directly on him, but it's not hitting him.
Yeah, right? I noticed that too. I don't know if that's.
And he shot me, and he killed me, and I was like, dude, how the fuck did you kill me from that far? And he's like, oh, you gotta aim up a little bit. The bullets curve. You gotta account for the bullet curve. I'm like, god damn, dude. Fucking, like, these guys, they're getting, like, so fucking technical.
Were you using the sniper, too, or were you?
Yeah, yeah, we're both using the same exact gun, you know, pretty much the same everything. Because this is a demo, you know, they just have all the same shit. But we're shooting at each other, and, you know, he goes, I know I have to lift up my aimer right now because of the fucking bullet curve. And I never knew that. I just thought, like, he was just out of range. But apparently, you know, the bullet does travel that far.
I haven't played it that much. I only played it, like, 30 minutes.
All right.
And then I went to bed because I was tired.
Robbie's calling me again. We're still doing the show. You want to call him? Let's call him.
This is... Yeah. Anyway, don't give out his number. I have it here.
Okay.
Copy. And... Keep talking. It's going to be a minute.
Oh, okay. What were we talking about? Battlefield. You know what I did notice about Battlefield, though? Is, you know, like on Call of Duty, you know, you could choose your weapons or whatever, and I guess Mag, too. Is when you go out to the back menu, I guess the higher you rank up, you could actually make a custom class. Because they have, like, set classes. You know, it's either going to be a medic, support,
Robert,
engineer,
I'm a little busy right now,
things like that.
At the tone, please
hang
record
up, hang
your
up,
message.
Dude.
Hello?
When you have finished recording,
oh, he's calling me right now.
Or press 1 for more options.
So answer?
He hung up.
Hey, answer.
Hello?
Text him. Tell him to answer. Hello?
We're still doing that show.
Ask him if he wants to be on.
You want to be on it? All right, he's going to call you right now.
Is it the same number?
Hey, right, doesn't he want his cell phone or his house phone?
He hung up already.
Oh.
Just call the number you got already.
Yeah, it's called cell phone.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Oh, music.
That long delire went down at midnight fire till the ramblers again.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Philip?
We got Robert from California calling in right now.
Oh, how you doing, Robert? You're on Gameroids Radio. How's it going?
Chris gave out your number again, so we have about 1,100 people that have your number.
Damn, what's
the thing? Oh, yeah, no, what an asshole.
No. Nobody knows your number. Hey, we're talking about the Battlefield demo.
Battlefield demo.
When do you play it? I want to play it when you play it, because I want to play it with people.
I guess we'll play it tonight again. I'm down to play. Dude, me.
It's no Call of Duty, and yeah, it's not no Battlefield Modern Warfare. The first one.
Oh, you like the other one better? The first one.
Yeah, the only thing that the first one didn't have was the
collab, the buildings falling down.
Environmental damage.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
I like that too.
I wish they would incorporate that in more games.
Nobody can hide, you know what I mean? Blow up walls and shit.
Dude, me and Robert, there's this, in the demo, me and Robert trying to take down this helicopter. I was shooting it for fucking days, dude. For days.
Yeah, a little scout helicopter that's just fucking invincible. You can't even hit that motherfucker either.
Oh, you were asking me if Mag had helicopters and flying missiles and stuff. They do on the bigger maps. You asked me last week.
Cool.
I wanted to fly that little helicopter, but there's like a fucking waiting line for it.
It's like being at the DMV.
Yeah, there was like fucking...
Did you kill people? Did you kill your own teammate?
I wish I could. No, I would have fucking killed them.
Because I remember in 1943, like, if people were trying to get in the car I wanted, I would just kill them and jump in the car.
You know, I don't think you could do that in 1943. Well, not in the Xbox version.
What they were doing is, like, the guy was, like, trying to drive the helicopter, and then he got on it to drive it, and so the guy who was waiting for it, too, he fucking blows it up, so the guy didn't even get to drive it.
Oh, what a dick,
so they're
dude.
Both just standing there fucking fighting for it. Every time it spawned, like, whoever got it, the other guy would just fucking blow it up.
Oh, what an asshole.
Yeah, so I was just like...
They need to fix that before the game comes out.
I was like, man, fuck that, dude. I don't know. That's what I hate about that game, too.
You ever done
like,
Halo 2?
It's not the game, it's people.
I played online in Halo 2 in Team Deathmatch, and I had everyone jump into a Warthog, and I drove it off the cliff.
I had some guy do that. His name was, I remember him, his name was Suicide Tommy or something like that. And everybody's like, man, you fucking asshole, why'd you do that? And he goes, well, my name's Suicide Tommy. I remember that happening. I remember that, dude. I was like, I was laughing.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you see is, you know, people start screaming, like, what are you doing? And he just goes off the edge of the cliff, and everyone starts yelling at him.
Yeah, everybody started yelling at him, because, like, we were trying to capture the flag. I don't know what the fuck we were doing, dude, but, like, get in the Warthog! Everybody fucking crawls in the Warthog, dude. It's all filled capacity, and he fucking just drives it off the cliff.
With the flag.
Like, what are you doing, you fucking asshole? And it's like, my name's Suicide Tommy.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
He's my hero.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny, but Halo sucks now.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what happened with that, dude. Like,
Call of Duty came out.
You know what sucks?
I could have told you that shit fucking when it first came out.
No,
dude, Halo blows.
It's not that it sucks. It's all those little kids who play that game now. That they just fucking ruined it, dude.
It's just like the Battlefield, dude. The guy who blew up that fucking turret. I mean that helicopter. It's people like that that fucking ruin games,
fucking,
dude.
Like I get on it and I want to play. You know, I don't care about shields and regenerating. You know, I'm fine with all that shit. But it's when those fucking kids get on there, win or lose, they fucking start start running their fucking mouth, and it just gets so fucking annoying. And it's like every game you go to, is there's nothing but fucking kids on Halo now. And
Chris,
it's
you didn't tell Game Time no cussing because the sponsor will pull the plug.
Fuck that, dude.
Guys,
I haven't got my check yet.
You guys got sponsors?
Yeah, Wendy's,
Pizza Hut,
Wendy's, McDonald's. Hey, I'm drinking a McDonald's sweet tea right now.
It's
delicious.
You can't bring up McDonald's. Wendy's is our sponsor.
Yeah, Wendy's is good.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, Rob, dude. Wendy's does have the best fucking fast food.
Chris just discovered Wendy's.
Dude, it's like I rediscovered it, dude. Like, I go there, I'm like, oh man, this burger's fucking delicious. Bread's all nice and soft.
The chicken sandwiches.
I never used to eat Wendy's.
There's chili bowls, man.
Don't eat the chili.
Pretty good.
Don't eat the chili.
No, I never used to eat Wendy's. The only time I would eat Wendy's is when I would go to Magic Mountain and there was a Wendy's at the bottom of the hill, and that's like the only place to eat. There.
Yeah,
so that was like the only time I ever went to Wendy's.
No, yeah, no, it's actually cheaper because, like, you know, you go to Magic Mountain, you like a soda's like $10.
Yeah, like,
I don't even know what Magic Mountain is.
Magic, you never heard of Magic
Mountain?
I think
it's like a Knights and Minions. That's what you guys have over there, huh?
What?
Six Flags?
Like Six
Flags? We have Six Flags, yeah. We don't have Magic Mountain though.
Six
we
Flags.
Have the Batman,
that's what it's called
Ride
here.
And,
it's called Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. In California, it's called Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Ours is just called Six Flags. Why are you in New Jersey?
What?
Six Flags, why are you in
what?
Jersey?
Because the Jersey Show's over there.
Jersey Show.
Call up a Guido. His name's Guidette. They go to the,
at all.
They go over there.
Have you seen that show, Rob? The Jersey
what?
Shore? Have you seen that show?
I don't watch TV.
He's like, I got important other stuff to do, like sleep
why watch TV when
make
you
sandwiches.
No, my life.
Exactly, dude.
Sorry, your life is so exciting, okay?
Yeah, I'm boring over here, dude.
We don't all live exciting lives.
Dude, I started watching that show, and it's such a fucking train wreck, dude. But I can't stop watching it, dude. Like, I don't know. I can't believe how much fucking drama these people go through every fucking day. Kolob, how do you live, dude? How do you live in New Jersey and, like, with all that drama going on?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, I'm
going to
be totally honest, and I hope I don't offend anybody. My best friends here are Filipino and black, so I don't mess with the white people in New Jersey, and that pretty much just keeps me...
What about the Italians, the Guidos?
Oh, they're white. I don't mess with them either.
That's what Cole, he goes to the gym, dude. Works out with all those Guidos, dude.
Well, what is it? It's gym, tan, and laundry. What is it called?
GTH?
GTL.
Or GTL? Oh, yeah, yeah.
GTL, every day.
Where's that at?
He had to go fix his car. His car was messing up.
That's his car?
It's his dad's car.
Oh.
So he calls it his car. He's really getting a Viagra prescription refill. That's really what's broken.
That's the real broken part.
Well, I'm fucking stressing with life.
Oh, man.
So he still has his Suburban?
Yeah. Yeah, he still got his Suburban. The Suburban.
So are you gonna buy Battlefield, or are you not gonna buy Battlefield?
I wanna rent it. It's in my Gamefly queue.
And when's it come out? Next week or 2 weeks or a month?
It comes out in two weeks.
I think I'll skip that one.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna skip it too. I wasn't really.
Next week, the two games I'm looking forward to is Dante's Inferno and fucking Bioshock 2, both coming out next week.
I wish Modern Warfare came out with a big ass fucking map with tanks Dante's on Inferno. It. Dude.
I forgot.
Mag has tanks and cars and all that in it.
Yeah,
too.
But I'm not gonna go buy a PlayStation just to fucking play a video game.
Well, Chris is gonna buy one. You can play his.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. If PlayStation comes out with fucking a good Twisted Metal again, I would buy a PlayStation.
They're making one. It's called Twisted Metal. If you buy our PlayStation, we'll make another Twisted Metal.
There you go. Official now, Rob. It's official. You heard it first right here. Call up. Fuck, split the beans.
Breaking news.
Breaking
news.
I don't think I ever played Twisted Metal.
Dude, that was the baddest fucking car game ever, man.
Nah.
Burnout's better, though.
I think Burnout's a lot better than that game.
Bullshit. No way, because you had to stay on a stupid-ass track and shit, man. Fucking with Super Metal, you can go anywhere the fuck you want it.
Got some point there. It's like a demolition derby with guns, right?
Yeah, you had guns.
Is that the one with the clown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I think Kirk.
I love Twisted Metal.
Yeah, I remember playing that.
What was that other one? It was like a 70s one version of the same game. Fuck, what
Twisted
was it?
Twisted Metal 2?
Vigilantes.
Yeah, Vigilante. Awesome. Yeah, Vigilante 8. Yeah. I remember that.
No,
that game was dope.
And that's all you did was just drive around and blow up shit? You had missions to do, huh?
I think so, but they're all stupid, though.
You just fucking... It was just arena.
Yep, and you had to go kill everyone on the map to get the next level.
Yeah.
Well, like, this weekend I played that God of War 3 demo. It's fucking bad, dude. God of War 3 is going to be tight.
It is going to be bad.
I mean, they have, like... Well, the graphics are improved, obviously, but that game is fucking brutal, dude. Like, everything he does...
Yeah.
It's just fucking God brutal, War, dude. Yeah. Like, he kills this, man-horse thing. I forget what it's called. Centaurs?
Hell, shit, man. You could bone in that game, dude. That shit was off the hook.
Rob, Rob's a horn dog too, dude. He would turn down virtual tank.
You just hear the bitch moaning and shit, push it.
Yeah, I remember that. Every time you did that, your power went up.
And you see the little like cups fall off the fucking side? That's when you know you did a good job.
Or you did really bad.
Yeah, when the pot calls.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm a stud.
Yeah, that's
like, I'm a stud.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that game I played Drake's Fortune. I played like first maybe 30 minutes of it.
You know what? I don't even think I actually beat the game. I remember playing that game and I remember getting to the very end.
Part two or part one?
Beat the big. I don't know. You fight Ares at the end. You fucking fight him, and the next thing you know, you're on this platform where all the U's keep coming at you.
Yeah, that's.
Where you keep fighting a bunch of yourself.
That's because part one, you kill Ares, and you become the God of War, and I think that's it, right? And then in part two, you fight Zeus, and you accidentally kill Athena. Right?
You ruined the game for me, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. This game's only fucking 10 years old, dude.
Part
fucking...
where you fight Ares, and then all of a sudden I beat the dude, and then I ended up on this platform where it was me and the girl, you know, your wife or whatever. And there was a bunch of myself coming after me, and I just couldn't fucking beat that part.
I don't remember that part. Do you remember that part, Wes?
I don't know if I was in my own hell or what, but yeah.
I don't remember. I don't know because, like, I let Rob borrow my PlayStation controller, and he never brought it back.
He's a fucking controller thief. Call the police.
He still has it to this day, or I don't know where it is. Somebody has it. Probably one of his friends has it.
John probably has it.
I don't know, one of his friends. He probably lent it to somebody.
Welfare.
It's some third world child's using your controller right now.
He'd probably be like, yeah, you can have it, it's not mine.
Speaking of segueing from a new twist of metal, what about the rumor that Shenmue 3 might be coming out? Or they're segueing to remake it.
Shenmue 3?
Shenmue 3?
What the hell is that?
The best fucking game ever, dude. I don't know if it's the best game. This game came out on the Dreamcast. It's an old ass game. It's a game that came out on the Dreamcast.
What's it called?
Shenmue?
Shenmue?
Yeah.
Can you spell that for me?
What the fuck is that?
Does he have a credit card? two fucking counts of ID? Two forms of ID?
Shenmue.
No, I think I vaguely remember that game, but I just don't.
It's like you're this kid, and his dad dies from this Chinese
drug lord.
You have to
go to bed every night at 7.
You had Chinese drug lord guy, and he fucking he's discovering, like, he's trying to figure out, you know, who the fuck that guy is, and
you get to play with sailors and little kids.
That's true.
But
it's not gay.
You get to play. Hey, mister, wanna wrestle? Yeah, that's not strange at all.
Yeah, they're like in the game, like, there's this little kid, and he comes up to you, and he's like, hey, mister, you wanna wrestle? And then, then there's a
big burly sailor guy that comes up.
Your snake spit at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst is when you have to go to the dock, though, and the sailors come up to you and they say the same thing. Hey, want to wrestle? It's like, no.
Kolov goes, "Where's the yes button at?" I can't find
it. I want the experience points.
I don't remember that game. I remember Chris playing it, though.
Oh, that game was dope, dude. Awesome. That game was awesome.
It looks so fucking boring to me.
It is boring.
It was
like,
awesome.
Like
every fucking second of that shit was awesome.
Chris would be like looking in the guy's drawers and stuff, going, this is so cool. Everything's interactive. I was like, okay.
That was like 10 years ago.
I was like, where's,
that was even more.
I was like, where's the gun? It was going to shoot somebody.
That was the first game of its kind, dude. There was no games like that beforehand.
That's all I remember. That's the only reason I remember that game is because you were all fucking had a big old boner for it.
The thing I remember
it was
about
awesome.
That game was
boner time.
Yeah,
the thing that made that game boring to me is you go into town and you'd meet someone. They say you have to meet so and so by the dock. So you go to the dock and there's 500 people and there's no arrow telling you to talk to. So you have to go up to everybody.
But that was the point of the game. The point of the game was supposed to be like real life.
Yeah,
dude.
Real life.
That's
there's
so
no
boring.
Arrows on anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in real life. You have to wait in line.
It was fucking retarded.
Theater.
Like that fucking, like that Sonic game I bought for my kid. That game is so fucking stupid, dude. Oh my god.
What was that? That was it was Sonic Unleashed.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've been fucking up on those Sonic games, dude.
They need to make a Sonic
Sonic suck anyway.
Yeah, but it's for kids. I was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna buy my kid this because you know when I was little, Sonic was the game to have, dude. That was like.
Well, yeah, that's when you were little. Now
yeah, but then I bought it. I go, it has to be great now, you know, all the graphics and stuff.
You know, no, the game itself, like when you play an actual level, it's all right. But like they have like this game's for little kids, right? So the kids have to go into town, and they have like all these complicated things where they have to find these people, and it fucking loads, like it loads.
Like, yeah, it's like they're like, do you want to do this mission? And then it'll say loading. All right, and then it'll load for about 30 seconds. No shit. It'll load for about 30 seconds, and then it'll be like, press yes to play the mission, press no to play the mission. And you're like, what the fuck? It loaded just to say yes
no,
or
no? No, you hit yes.
And then you hit yes, and then it'll load again to fucking play the game.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. And then it's like, there's not even like the kid talks. Like, you go up to someone to talk to him, right, and it goes, hey. And then it starts, you got to read everything. And I was like, this is for kids? Why didn't they have the cartoon? You know, there was no money for voice actors or what, you know? It's fucking, every 5 minutes, dude, my kid was coming in here, Dad, can you do this for me? Dad. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw that fucking game away. It's the worst thing I ever bought, dude.
Yeah, Sega's been fucking up with those games, man. I don't know.
I was like, I bought this game so you leave me alone. So I got 5 minutes to myself. It was backfired. It was like every 5 minutes I had to go help him.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Crazy stuff.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, I think I found somebody for you to play Tekken with. Cole Up has Tekken. Cole Up.
Tekken 6? Does he have the stick?
I don't know.
Tekken, boy. No, I don't got the stick.
You gotta get the stick.
I got a stick.
I'm Tekken champ.
I got a thick stick. Champ. You guys wanna play my thick stick?
You guys are disgusting.
What?
I only bought Tekken 6 just so I could get the arcade stick. I put Tekken 6 in and played it for about a minute, and then I threw Soul Calibur in and played it for like 4 hours.
Yeah, I like Soul Calibur better than Tekken, I think.
Yeah. Well, the stick was...
Oh, dude, you guys are crazy, dude.
The stick is a Hori 3, which is... If you can go to their website and buy it for like $70.
I like Horis. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, the sticks?
Yeah.
The name? But, Best Buy had a sale, and I had a gift certificate for my birthday is in like 2 weeks. I got an early gift certificate where they were selling it. They were trying to get rid of the,
Hey, what's the website for fucking this shit?
Huh?
I got my computer on my laptop right in front of me, and it has a webcam.
Oh, no, we're not doing anything. This is not live.
No.
If it was live, everybody would have your number right now.
We're just on home phone?
Yeah.
Actually, we're not really doing a show. We just pretend every week and pretend we have an audience.
So we can talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like to talk to people about video games.
Holy shit!
But the stick the stick is a wireless stick, which is like one of the first ones you could.
Oh really? For the Xbox?
Yeah, for both systems. Whatever system. Yeah, it runs on 2 AA's. But if you go to Best Buy right now. They're trying to get rid of their Tekken 6 discs because it used to be $150 to get the whole thing with the stick.
Fuck, dude. How much is it now?
Now they're trying to just get rid of it because no one bought it. So now it's $79.99. So you can either go online and buy the stick
for $79.99. Yeah, that's what I bought my damn fucking game for.
Yeah, you can either go online and buy the stick for $79.99 or go to Best Buy and buy the stick and get a game for $79.99.
Or you could buy it, return it, and then it'll be on the clearance rack. For even
or
cheaper
you
than
get
that.
It and play it and pretty much figure that it's the same Tekken as the
I don't like Tekken. It's too much. Too much stuff to remember on Tekken. I don't like.
Well,
that.
My problem with Tekken is because I played a little bit of Tekken 6 and it's the same with Tekken 5 and Tekken 4 and Tekken 3 and all the rest of them. Is you can knock someone in the air and basically hit them with like a 50-hit combo and I'm like, this isn't any.
Oh, you mean the juggling combos?
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't any. Like I played people online. They're like highly skilled or whatever. And I'm used to, like, Soul Calibur, where you get, like, 2 or 3 hits at a time. And I'm getting, like, hit in the air. And, like, the first hit I get hit in the air, and then I just never hit the ground. The guy just hits me while I'm in the air, and so
and
I'm dead.
And rapes
like, wow,
the shit out of you.
Yeah. You have to sleep on your stomach for the rest of the week.
That's because you suck.
That never happens to you, Rob?
Yeah, Rob, you've been playing for a while. Have you, do you play online ever, or...
Nope, I got it, and I didn't play it one time on
the He's too scared, dude. He's scared.
I think I was scared to get my ass kicked.
Well, he can play me if he wants practice, because I'm more of a Soul Calibur.
See, right now, Rob's the best in his house, which is only him and his wife. and he wants to keep it that way.
No, there's Tank and Poopsie. His dog's there, dude. His dog.
Well,
he takes the controller to Tank.
I played Tank. I whooped his ass.
He was scratching that controller as hard as he could.
It just didn't work out, huh?
He was using all four paws.
But Soul Calibur is better. Way better than Tekken. Not even close.
No way, dude.
I'm going to say I like Soul Calibur better, but I wouldn't say it's better.
No, to tell you the truth, you can't compare... Fucking Tekken 6 Soul Calibur because one's weapon and one's hand to hand. If you go with the better fucking Street Fighter or fucking Tekken,
No, Street Fighter's better than Tekken.
I'm gonna say Street Fighter's better than Tekken.
No way, dude.
I'm gonna say Street Fighter's better than Tekken.
You have just been overruled, sir.
No, because it's not even 3D. It's fucking 2D. I mean, it's side to side.
There's Street Fighter 2D, isn't it?
Tekken is like when you're really hungry and there's a vendor and you just go buy a quick hot dog to put food in your stomach to like get to the restaurant to actually have the good food. That's what Tekken is. Tekken is just horrible. Tekken is just a fucking universe.
It's kind of like a car where you put gas on it and then you go, but then you go get better gas. What?
Yeah, Tekken is when you throw $1 worth of gas in your car at the bad gas station just to get you to the good gas station.
The only reason I don't like Tekken is because it's too many moves. It's just like, I don't know, I can't.
Once you get hit once, that's it, because you can't block. Once you get hit once, it's like
you
your
can
guy
block.
Knows how to
block.
I'm going to go
to Rob's defense here. The game is good. It's a good game, dude. It has its audience.
It's not
for
me,
though. You have
to
be real technical. Yeah, it's just not from. It's not my particular taste. I prefer Soul Calibur.
Okay, here it is. Tekken isn't for beginners, all right? Tekken's for men. If you want cartoons like Guile and fucking, you know, Street Fighter.
Hey, I'm talking about Guile, right?
Dude.
I like
Guile styles, bro. I won't work that as we Guile styles.
I like Virtual Fighter better than Tekken, too.
I like Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, I like that, too, yeah.
But you know what, though? I can't play online, dude. Those people are fucking too good.
Like, well, we can play online, but we can't play other people online.
Yeah, exactly. No, like, we'll play, like, well, for me, I started playing, and I was doing good, dude. I won, like, my first 5 matches online. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty good. Dude, I hit a fucking wall, dude. Just fucking, this guy just hit me once. I got, like, I don't know. That's it, dude. Like, I didn't even get one hit off him. It just fucking, like.
Just couldn't come back.
I'm basically just watching my guy just get their asses handed to them. And I'm like, all right. Yeah.
Well, that's where he might have had an arcade stick, because I've noticed playing Soul Calibur 2 with Soul Calibur 4 with the arcade stick. I went from being like, because you know I'm pretty good with Valdo and, you know, due to that character.
Uh-huh.
I went from being really good to like just winning matches. Like
he
I had like 3 straight
moves.
Perfects, and I'm like, I think the stick makes it like, I don't know why a stick is better when it comes to fighting.
I don't know, maybe like
I beat the shit out of this guy so bad he kicked me out of the room. He was like, you're done, and I just said, post to kick you.
I like when I kick people.
You're done.
I don't like you. Leave.
I need a smoke halo, please. Go get me one, Chris.
Oh, you're talking about paintball? Paintball.
Yeah.
Going paintball this weekend, Rob. You want to go?
I got to work.
Super Bowl Sunday. Just call in sick.
What do you need What do you need paintballs for, then?
So I could, well, when I do go, whoop that ass. Hey!
Well, you're a cop, right? Can't you just bring your regular gun to the paintball gallery and just shoot at people?
Yeah. Bring some cops, motherfucker.
I bet you everybody's gonna run off that fucking field.
Fuck yeah, dude. He pulls out his Glock.
Well, nobody
it's red paint, I swear.
Well, nobody wants to play?
Yeah, that'd be pretty scary.
Yeah, I don't think I'd play, dude.
I'd be like,
I swear it's red paint. I swear.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm pretty scared right now. It's okay. They're blanks.
They're blanks.
You
they have that show I was watching. It's pretty good on the military channel. Special ops show.
I think I've seen it.
Oh, yeah,
I've seen
that.
Is that where the weapons? Do they talk about like how the weapons are
no,
used?
No, that's future weapons.
No, it's like a scenario. They have a little. They're all ex-military guys, and they, you know, just put like some kind of scenario. Like the last one I saw, he had to go. It's in the hills, and they fucking brought him in by helicopter. They dropped him off, and he has to go take. He has to do like a recon mission and check out these bunkers. And, you know, take pictures of everything. And he has to do it all while not being... Well, he can't get caught. And it's actually pretty good, dude. But they use real guns. I guess military and police officer issue issue bullets, where it's the paint tip bullet.
All right.
Yeah, how does that work, Rob? Do you know how that works? Like,
they're called sim rounds.
Sim rounds. That's what it's called.
They're actually almost... They almost look exactly... Well, they're exactly like a bullet. Except the tip of it is fucking a hard plastic, and inside of it is a fucking hard sponge with powdered paint.
Powdered
paint? Powdered
paint,
but, you know, like paint.
Does it hurt worse than a paint gun? Ball gun?
I would imagine.
With?
Yeah, except it gets launched with the primer and gunpowder instead.
it's like the bullet without the bullet. Yeah.
It's like the bullet without the lead, right?
What about rubber bullets?
Oh, those probably fucking hurt even more.
No, but that show, dude, that's what they use, and it's pretty cool, man. I was like, that's pretty bad. I would like to do that, like, try that shit out.
You know what's funny is that they don't wear the paintball mask. They just have,
goggles. Yeah, they just wear safety glasses, and that's all they're fucking wearing.
Yeah, that's, well, we used the paintball mask when we did it. in the academy, but yeah, pretty much. Fuck it. They just wear glasses and that's it.
Do they hurt more than paintballs?
Yeah, I got hit in the hand. It's fucking ring bleed. It hurt.
Oh man. Dude, well, how close was the range when you got shot in the hand?
To be honest, it's like the same shit.
Like the same shit you said?
Like the same shit, because the paintball, you know, it's bigger, more volume, for the same impact. It's about the same shit. I'd probably say the paintball might be a little worse.
Oh man.
But that sim round, they fly better, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
definitely. Well, they're shaped like bullets.
The guy, he even had a
musket shaped, you know.
Like one of the guys that was playing a guard, he had a fucking a Browning 30 mil, and he had that for fucking his gun, dude. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, but it's
whether
or not they put the that size round in it, I don't think so. Because with ours, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of gun you had, it was all just one size.
Well, they're using carbines and AK-47s.
Yeah, I mean, you can still use all that. I mean, because the reason why they use it like that is so it can use the action. I mean, you know, the explosion from the fucking bullet could cycle the weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a real bullet.
And it feels real, sounds real. Sounds like you're really getting shot at.
Nah, it's a lot less.
It's not as loud as the gunshots?
Fuck no.
I don't know. On TV, I guess you can't really tell on TV, but...
Yeah, everything sounds
the same. It still looked like pretty cool, dude. It looked like something I wish, you know, the public could do. You know?
Yeah, this badass is just fucking way expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Same brass, same everything.
You might be able to do it, like, maybe not here in California, but another state where you have all those guns. I mean, would they sell those bullets? Yeah, like Texas or Arizona.
Yeah, but like I said,
the
shit's expensive.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Do you have paintball grenades?
Yeah, there's paintball.
Yeah, they're junk though, dude. They're basically it's a water balloon.
No, it's like a tire, a bike tire, like a piece of a bike tire cut off, probably about the size of a regular grenade, and then they fucking just tie it up on one end, or they sew up one end, and they tie up the other end, and then when you throw it, it hits the ground, and the top of it pops off. And it's supposed to spin around in a circle.
And spray the area.
But usually it just fucking pops and just squirts out whatever, whichever way it's pointing.
Bust its load in one direction.
Is there a paint knife? Where that like... paint knife? <one knife. laughs>
No.
No paint knives going up.
Usually if you get that close, dude, you usually say surrender or... If you're an asshole, you shoot him.
Yeah.
But you know, I surrendered a guy before. That was a pretty good feeling, dude. Like, running up to him and going, like, surrender. And he's like, oh, fuck.
I was scared. Did he drop his gun and start shaking? You did that to our cousin, right?
Yeah, I did that to my cousin.
Oh, see, that didn't count. I did it to a fucking
No. I made a guy scream and fucking his knees were shaking. It was my cousin. And, like, I came around the side of the car.
That doesn't count.
I made someone, like, on the paintball field surrender.
No, we're talking about a different time.
But a different time, I made somebody else surrender that was my cousin. And, like, I came around the side of the car. We were playing in the backyard. I came around the side of the car. And, like, he, like, shot at me, but he missed. And I was like, surrender. And he's like, I surrender. And then I was like, put your gun down. And he's like holding his gun in front of him, and his fucking legs are all shaky, and his knees are hitting each other.
Yeah, just like, he almost looked like he was going to pee himself. Dude. Yeah, he was scared, man. You're a terrible person, Wes.
But like in a real paintball field, I made somebody surrender. That was pretty cool, though.
I'm too slow. I can't do that. I'm like, I wobble all the way up to the, you know, where I'm supposed to go. Then
you're just breathing from around the corner.
Yeah.
Chris just thinks you don't take those chances because, you know, I'm no faster than you, dude.
Yeah, so I was going, you know.
And Rob's a lot faster than both of us, and I'm still in front of him.
Rob's the guy who gets shot like a million times and just wipes it all off. He never, like, he's like a cheater.
I'm invincible.
Yeah, dude.
Rob's all like, hey, I shot you. I know, but I'm unstoppable, so it don't count.
I'm the fucking Terminator.
It's Juggernaut, bitch.
No, it's okay. I go, no, my
shield
regenerates.
My shield regenerates.
This is Halo, motherfucker.
The redness in my eyes went away.
Yeah, the redness in my eyes.
What's that from?
Call of Duty.
Every year.
Oh, yeah. Health regenerate, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I got the nuke one time on the paintball field. That was pretty cool.
Huh?
Oh my god.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
I got the nuke one time on the paintball field. Being stupid.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm retarded, dude. I haven't even
yet. Stand back.
I killed everybody, including
He's saying he got a 25 kill streak, is what he's saying.
Okay. Oh, you know what pissed me off the other day, dude? I got a 27 kill streak on Modern Warfare, and I didn't have the nuke activated. I could have got my first nuke. Oh, so fucking pissed, dude. I was so pissed.
Yeah. I was sitting here, I was playing Mass Effect, I think, and I hear Wes go, fuck, damn it.
Fucking shit. I just want to get it before Brian, dude. That's my goal. I just want to get it before Little Hulk.
You and Little Hulk are like in competition, yeah, dude.
Because he says he's better than me, but he's not.
But how did I get a nuke before you, since you're like 10 times better than I am?
I don't know. You got lucky.
You got a nuke?
You got a nuke already?
I just kept... I threw a grenade and it killed like 7 people, and then I just sat back and shot people.
Bullshit, dude. Really? I'm going to take this out, dude.
That's cool.
I'm calling bullshit on that call-up.
I threw one grenade and it killed 25 people.
There you go.
I killed one grenade. Oh, you fucking liar, dude.
No, see, what happened was 3 guys on their team were throwing grenades, and I threw one. It killed one guy. Then his grenade blew up, and then the other guy's grenade blew up. Fucking big old chain reaction.
I got like 300... grenade badges for the most grenade kills in the game. I get that pretty much every game.
I got a 7 kill streak one time with one grenade. It's because I killed them. I don't know how many I killed with the grenade, but they're like they had fucking. They made a little fort, I guess, with a bunch of claymores, and I don't know. All 7 were in there, dude, and they fucking threw them in there. Fucking killed a couple guys with a grenade, and then all the claymores went off because of the grenade, and their claymores killed them. So that was pretty cool, dude.
Can you imagine that? Just being in there going, fuck, man, yeah, we're idiots.
I can imagine that, dude.
The best map to get the grenade kills on is on a rooftop. Because people like to hide in the window, you know, in the windows.
On the rooftop?
Oh, okay, yeah. You're talking about
There's a lot downfall. Of times where I'll just throw a grenade without even looking and throw a grenade through a window and run, and I'll get like a 3 or 4 kill streak.
I hate that.
Cole is that guy. He's that
You're
guy.
You're that guy, huh?
He's that guy. Do you have scavenger on your any of your classes there, Cole?
I do on my second class. I don't know what it, the ACR class. I don't the one that I built the ACR around.
Uh-huh.
I forget what I have on that one, but I don't have the scavenger.
Dude,
on that
I already
one.
Got 2,000. What is it? 2,500 kills.
I don't know
with the ACR.
Oh, damn.
I got 2,500 kills with one grenade throw.
I got it in one prestige, so I don't know. Like, what do you get? When do you get the ACR?
45? 40s,
yeah.
In the 40s, I think. Yeah. The ACR, like, because it's like a machine, you know, fires like a machine gun, but it doesn't go up.
Yeah.
RPD.
That RPD is good, too, but the ACR, dude, I got it level 45. I'm not even at level 70 yet. Or I think I'm at 68. Oh. And I got fucking 2,000 kills with that already. I was like, fuck. That was like,
yeah, that's a good weapon.
And I already got all my headshots for it.
Yeah, I got them, too.
And then I was telling Brian, he's like, no, that gun sucks. He's like, of course, takes the whole clip to kill a guy with the ACR. You
shoot him in the head.
And I was like, no, I don't. I can get at least 4 kills before I got to reload my ACR.
Yeah, I don't.
And I was like, you just don't know how to aim. He's like, fuck that, fucking. You know, he starts getting all mad. It's like, you're just not as good as me, dude.
He does take some stuff a little too personal, though, huh, sometimes, doesn't he?
I don't know, because he's in competition with me. So
Who is it?
Little Hulk.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because he says he's better than me, but he's not. I say I'm better than him. And then I always go, look at our stats, dude. Look at our stats. Stats don't count. Stats don't count. Look at our score.
What the fuck is that? That says the score.
No. I'm talking about look at our kill-death ratio. And I was like, and he goes, no, that don't count. Look at our score. I go, well, yeah, you got a bigger score. You fucking been playing 9 days. I've only been playing 6.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah.
Who's on the phone? What's his name?
Your Undoing.
Your Undoing.
Yeah, what's what happened to the Jamaican guy in Tekken? The Jamaican guy that used to be in Tekken that could do all the backflips and stuff? Is he still in the game?
Eddie Gordo?
Oh, in Tekken?
Yeah, I can't find him.
Yeah, Eddie Gordo? Yeah, him and his fucking bitch.
Is he not any good anymore?
That's Rob's Achilles.
With him, he's like using Maxi on fucking, what's it called? On Soul Calibur.
You just say that because you can't beat him. That's the only reason you say that.
No. I whooped his ass.
No, you get your ass whooped by them.
The slow guy, you know what I mean? You know, so the people who suck and don't know how to play, they pick Maxi so they can keep hitting and shit. You know what I mean?
He's got a point there.
I saw Rob get his ass handed to him by a guy who was using that guy.
Was it online?
Negative. I whooped that ass. You know, can't fuck with Lei. See, you need a guy with skill like Lei Long. Somebody
like
Drunken Tiger, fuck, or you know, Drunken Master, Tiger Panther, fucking.
What about King? You like King?
I like that one guy
King?
With the one red eye.
I like King. That's my favorite character.
Kazuma.
King.
The guy with the
King. Don't you like that guy, bro?
Oh, dude, King is my fucking boy, dude. That's who it's all about.
Can't fuck with King.
Can't fuck with King.
They're making a fighting game for the Wii, isn't it? Capcom versus Tensui or something like that.
Tekkenokusu or something like that. Yeah.
They got that with the stick, but that's with the stick is like $170. It's like I'm not buying the stick for the Wii for one game. That'd be a waste of money.
Junk. It's all about Bass Pro Shop Fishing.
Pro Bass Pro Fishing. I actually knew that game was pretty cool.
Yeah. Every time I would go fishing, I would either
catch a bigger fish.
Either that, I'd catch like a big ass fish and I'd fucking lose it. Or I just catch like a really tiny guppy fucking fish. It was either
What's
or.
What's on the Dreamcast? The Dreamcast one was the best one.
Oh, the Sega Bass Fishing?
No way, this one, dude, you got an actual fishing pole.
Yeah.
Well, the Dreamcast one had a fishing pole, too, but.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know how good it was in comparison.
The Wii?
I think my son would like that game.
No, the Dreamcast.
Yeah. What about Deer Hunter? I never played that.
I was playing the demo the other day, Chris.
Yeah, like 2 shows ago, he was here playing it. You had to shoot him in the heart, or like in the head, or something like that. I don't know. When I played that demo, I was just like, I'm just going to shoot him anywhere.
It didn't work? They ran off?
Yeah, they ran off, hurt.
They need to remake the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. That's what I told my old lady, dude. If they redo the Oregon Trail, dude, that'd be off the hook.
She's probably like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what the Oregon Trail is.
I don't know
either,
what the Oregon
dude.
Trail is either.
Oh, no, your Commodore 64.
You guys are lame old, dude. You never don't know the Oregon Trail.
Alright, explain to us and other people who are fucking probably like, what the fuck are they talking about?
It came out in about 1982 for the Commodore.
Yeah, it was like on the fucking computer.
Yeah.
And then, that's all I know. Like, in elementary, dude, like, I was like,
Bill has
probably
dysentery.
9 years old, the fucking old box computers.
Bill has dysentery. Bill died.
Did it say shit like that, or what?
Well,
you have gonorrhea.
You're trying to get to Oregon from, like, the East Coast, so you have to make sure as many people alive as possible to get to the other side, but you never make it. Like, you always make it with, like, one person.
That's all you need, dude. Adam and Eve right there. You just fucking start your own new clan.
Edna has syphilis. Edna is dying. Edna is dead. It's like you do everything to save her and she still dies.
Or remember when you had to fucking cross the river? Attempt to cross the river.
And you had to hunt. You had to
with your fucking horse and the wagon, dude. Your wagon gets fucking swept away.
Half
and all your people and all your goodies go.
Your horse drowned. Half the people that were on the boat drowned.
Yeah.
Well, like, how do they like work it out though? Like, how do you save everybody?
You never can save everybody. I've never.
I have no idea. I was 9 years old.
You remember you had to go hunting and shoot rabbit and like elk and stuff?
Yeah, that was the best part, dude. So when you go hunting, you gotta get meat for your people. Sometimes you get the buffalo and get all kinds of meat.
And even that would fuck you up. The elk had a rare blood disease, and half the crew ate that.
Yeah, no shit. This low-head mad cow. And he just started shooting people.
It's basically supposed to be set like in the 1700s, like how it would really be. You know, like. Really trying to get across the country and people getting sick and stuff like that.
That's hilarious, dude. They should come out with that.
You name it like all your friends and stuff, and then watch your friends die as you try to get across.
You don't know, Jimmy. No!
Yeah, fuck, man. How do you remember all that shit? You're right, too, man. You fucking name all your family and shit.
Yeah.
And your best friend. Oh, Ramon died.
Ramon? Miguel, come back to us. Miguel.
That was one of my old best friends in elementary.
What you want to do is, you want to survive. If everyone else dies, it doesn't matter. At least, as long as you survive, it makes it to Oregon. You know, if Betty dies and Bill dies and everyone else dies, as long as you make it.
Survival of the fittest, huh?
Bill has gangrene. Remove Bill's leg. Removing Bill's leg made Bill bleed to death.
Gives you like one option. Either you can remove his leg or feed him to the wolves.
You should look it up on the computer. Actually, yeah. I'm going to do it right now.
Find it on YouTube. It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
G-O-G. I'm already on Google. What's it called? Oregon Trail, right?
Yeah. Oregon Trail.
Oregon. Oregon or Oregon?
You save someone like Jane. You save Jane. Then the next day you try to cross the river. Jane drowned. It's like, I just saved her life. And then she
Play Oregon Trail online.
They found it?
Yeah, did you mean...
Bless you, dude.
Oregon Trail, the website is based on an award-winning documentary film.
Anyone play Lemonade Stand? That was another game on it.
No.
No, but my...
We don't play those games.
My friend, he got, His kid sells avocados.
I'm gonna find it. Instead
what? My other buddy sells oranges on the street.
From the Kansas River crossing it is 83 miles to the Big Blue River crossing. Scoring legacy.
Is it on the Oregon Trail online? Let me see if I can find it.
I want to play it now, too.
Do you have the link?
Can you deliberately kill everybody?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just on, what the hell is this? I'm just on the Wikipedia shit. It's just telling me about it.
There's gotta be
Oregon Trail.
Was it like those storybooks where you can decide whether or not to save the princess or slay the dragon or?
Well, you can try You can try to save people, but they never survive. You can do everything. You can stitch up someone's wound, and then they get gangrene, and then you have to remove the limb, and then they bleed to death.
Oh.
Hunting, an important aspect of the game.
I found it online. I'll send Chris a link.
Yeah, see, like here it is. Such as measles, snake bites, dysentery, typhoid.
Typhoid?
Chorea.
You get typhoid fever.
Yeah, diarrhea.
You get the link?
You know,
your ox were also subject to illness.
And you guys used to play this at school?
That's all we had back in
1990. Yeah, so he was off the hook, dude. You gotta look at it. It's like a fucking, it's like a Mario 1.
I sent you the link if you have it.
Looks depressing. I mean, it sounds depressing, dude. Like, no wonder these kids stopped playing this shit, dude.
That game was fun back in 1985.
Yeah, what is this shit off the hook? How old are you, fucking Chingus?
Call up.
I'll be 30 in 2 weeks.
That'd be a good gamer How? Tag.
30 in 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, you're just right there with me and Wesley.
Why you got put me up there like that?
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'll be 30 in fucking days.
I'm exposed now.
I was gonna say I was 21.
Chris, you get the link, Chris?
Yeah, it says I have to like agree to download this thing, and I'm downloading it.
That was just a shockwave from Adobe. That won't hurt anything.
I have to do a manual install.
Yeah, that won't hurt anything. It's just an Adobe product.
Wes is coughing up a storm over here, dude.
I know. Sorry.
Oh my God, it's the Oregon Trail. Wes is coughing. Yeah. Give Wes cough syrup.
Wes has died. Over consumption or something. No, the cough syrup had a rare bacteria inside. It's eating away his mute system.
Hey, Chris, where'd you go to download it?
Let's see here.
Are you downloading it?
I went to HTTP. Okay, woz.comtechlab.msu.edu/courses/447sp04/OregonTrail/play.htm.
Just send him an email.
Just email.
Yeah, I'm just going to email you, dude.
Well, what the hell did you look up?
What did you type in, Cole?
I just typed in Oregon Trail online, and then it came up with the first link in Google.
Oregon Trail online.
This podcast, if you're still listening to the podcast, God bless you.
I don't get it, dude. Oh, shit, I'm opening up another program.
Damn it. Online. Play classic video games for free. Download now and start playing.
I don't think that's what I want to. Hold on.
Yeah, this one's still not working, dude. I installed the Flash player and all
that. Yeah, you have to close the browser and reopen it after that.
I see.
Okay, the website, did you get that fucking Retro Gamer?
No, it's waz.commontechlab.msu.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Tech Lab. Okay, yeah. waz.commontechlab. There it is, Oregon Trail Online. Source, play.
That's all Roz gonna play now.
Roz gonna become addicted. He's gonna start. He's gonna say, fuck Darksiders. I'm gonna be playing this shit all day now. Dude, it's still telling me to, like, manually install it. What the hell?
There has to be another way to play it. There has to be. I bet it's on a bunch of different websites.
Wait.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Whoa.
Click here to download plugin.
VirtualApple.org? Oregon Trail? That's the second one. Here it is. It's right here.
You find it?
I found it. VirtualApple.org.
Huh?
VirtualApple.org. And then go to the O.
Virtual?
We done right now.
Yeah.
Alright, well, you know what? I'm going to end the show here, guys. I mean,
we can't end it until we play Oregon Trail.
No, well, we'll have to report back next week. We've already been on an hour and 10 minutes. See if you're going to be like, God damn it, these people won't
shut
the fuck up.
There it is,
I found
it. There it is.
All right, thank you, everybody. Check out our website, gamedroids.com. Email us at gamedroids@live.com. And then that's pretty much it. Wes is here, Colop's here, Rob's on the phone, and we'll talk to you guys later. Ready to be back next week.
Yeah.